Hey, good afternoon.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Dietrich, this is Roger here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I have that good news, I would say. We can, you know, integrate the compliance tool onto your website, but the maximum discount can be offered would be $750. And the amount that you're supposed to pay for lifetime compliance tool would be $500, all right? Or the other way, you can come up with the host server, and we can transfer the host file, and it would be $425 for you. Now, since you don't have the amount with you right now, what we will do on an immediate basis, once you agree the term, we will work on your compliance tool, and tomorrow, before the day ends, you know, we will do this, you know, compliance onto the website, and the amount that you're supposed to pay would only be $500. Now, this $500 can be paid within this week, right, like before Friday. Anytime you can call us and have us updated, nobody from the billing department will call you for this follow-up. But please make sure that you get this paid within this week, all right? And, you know, it was after a detailed discussion that I had with my team, all right? And I told them that it was not informed to the client in the initial basis. She is, you know, her experience is getting spoiled. But with that, you will have to commit a referral with us, all right? You will send us a referral as well, all right? This is the requirement that we want. However, we can understand that there are certain visitors to be coming onto your website, and just for the sake of that, we can give you a week, all right, an entire week to take care of these, you know, problems. Got it?
Did you want to say, is there anything else?
In terms of?
No, is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to be clear.
Uh-huh.
I think that what you just proposed to me is absolutely out of the question. It is not fair. It is not right how you have done this. You're going to still make me try and pay. So I'm not going to do this. And furthermore, the way that this company has acted, you're still trying to get me to pay money, which I said I'm not going to do. I said I don't have it. It is not fair the way you treated me. Even from the very beginning, you didn't let me know there was going to be any type of charge. So basically, you just reiterated what you told me before we hung up on the phone. You basically said the same thing.
I told you that I would talk to my...
And you told me you were going to talk to your finance department and see what we can come up with, which is exactly pretty much what you told me before you hung up. So unless this deal ends up with me paying nothing and me getting my stuff, it's not a deal. Furthermore, I will, and I may not nothing to come of it. Maybe nobody will look at my little review. I'm going to just say exactly what happened from my perspective. From the very beginning, you know, even the very, very beginning, I asked if you all worked with Infusionsoft. You might not know about this. I even asked if y'all worked with Infusionsoft. The gentleman who got me to pay the money for the initial website said y'all did. I went ahead and paid it. I said, okay, this is a great deal. Then it turns out y'all don't work with an Infusionsoft. So I'm like, well, I'm already committed. And then there was extra fee to do such and such. It's just not right. From the very beginning, you said it was going to be a fee. Not you, but the initial representative said there was going to be a one charge for a website, which I went ahead and said it was reasonable, and I paid it. And then now there's extra fees. I am not going to pay anything else to your company, and I'm going to say something to the Better Business Bureau, even if it doesn't come up with anything. I'm not, I mean, who knows? Or even if there's a Google review or something, I'm not paying any more money. I don't care what kind of discount you have. It's not right the way you treated me. Unless there's nothing that I pay as a company, if you're making that much money, $1,200, $600, $500, or $400 should be nothing to have good customer service.
All right, so
all I want is the property. That's all I want. I don't even want to do business with the company anymore.
Let me give you a deal, right? I'm going to go ahead and do this for you, right? And whenever you're ready, whenever, all right? I'm not giving it a deadline Friday, right? You can say like within the month, within this month, anytime within this month. Would that be good for you? If I extend the duration, you start making money from the site, and then later, whenever you're ready, you can take care of the payment. But for now, I'll go ahead and deploy the website live for you. Can we do that? Nobody will call you from the building. Mm-hmm.
100%. No, I'm not paying any more money. Even if it's an IOU check in 10 years, it's not right how y'all did me.
All right, then let's do this. I'm going to take this hit, all right? We'll do this for free, all right? But you will have to promise me a referral, all right? Now is it a fair deal?
So you can do them the same way? Hell no. So you can do them exact same way? No. Mm-mm.
The same way? Like, I didn't get it.
Come up with extra fees and ADA compliant, because more than likely a person that I might refer might be the same type of person. And what am I going to say? I'm going to say, well, I started off with a good deal, but then look what happened. Mm.
All right. It's going to be the same industry?
I don't know. I mean, I know
If they would be from the same industry, we'll make sure of it that we consider this project as an example, and future value clients, if they come to us and if they are from your industry, all right, we'll make sure that we update them on any ADA before they start the project, all right? So let's say even if you send us a referral, we'll update them about this, all right, before they get started. However, you know, for now, I will go ahead and do this for you for free, but I will expect to have, you know, referral from you. And you will have to promise me a referral. You're not supposed to tell them about the pricing, how much it costs you, all right? You were just supposed to connect it with me, all right?
Mr. Roger, I appreciate that, and there is no way I'm not telling people if they're looking for a website company. There's no way, because I believe that a company should have honesty and integrity. And then the mere fact that you're saying not even talk to them about the price is not right. I mean, who's the owner of this company? That's who I would like to speak with the owner. Who's the owner?
He cannot come on the phone. He never come on the phone.
I'm sure he can, because what kind of company wouldn't let the dissatisfied customer not talk to the owner? Wonderful. I'm just so sorry it ended like this, because it's not right.
All right.
I feel that I'm a relatively smart person, but I really feel that this was not a good experience in general. And I've never been this upset before, and it's very disheartening, and I feel really bad about it. And plus, my business is gonna suffer, so I'm gonna have to, I don't know, find a friend or something like that who knows how to do websites or something. I don't know. So I'm gonna just have to reboot. I don't know what to do. So
I'm
not gonna make any promises that I'm gonna send referrals the way I feel right now. There is no way I'm gonna send referrals. And if anything, to make me happy, y'all should make my website compliant and give me my intellectual property so I can keep it moving. Because now I'm scared, even if I do agree to those terms, a month before the conference, I'm going to have the same issue, and then my site really is going to be fucked up. So that's the kind of trust I have right now. I'm even nervous to even go forward with that, because how do I know that y'all aren't going to do the same thing when it's closer to my event next year, when I really, really need the website? I just can't guarantee it unless I have ownership of my property. And you know you have to understand where I'm coming from.
As per the standard operating procedure, as soon as your website completed, we give you your backend, all right, the credentials, and it's your intellectual property, all right? We hosted on our server. There was a situation that we trying to start out to make you happy, where there is a service that is going to be provided for free worth of $1,250 just because you claiming that it was not informed. However, we have a documented email that it was informed prior, you know, like what happened now, right? It was like before this
ADL. You are so wrong, Mr. Roger. Mr. Roger, you are so, I'm very insulted and appalled. You have a document that was given to me after I already purchased the website that was never
taken
in the beginning. So don't even try and say that you gave me fair warning, because you didn't. You, if you did, you would have gave it to me before I even signed in the first place to have the website created.
Yeah, you
did
are
you
correct.
Know that? So
before you started, it was not informed. That's correct. But
okay.
After we were working, see, I already told you in a previous call, like you were correct, the time you started the project, it was not informed. But later, when we came to know about the industry that you were associated to, the service that you offer, Mark updated you through about the PCIA and ADA compliance. The time we came to know about the industry, we updated you. Now, at that point of time, you don't want to do that. We said that's
fine. You know what? The thing is, when I first wanted to do the website, I even told the young man or the gentleman what I was going to be doing. From the very the initial contact, I told him what my website was for, exactly what it was for. It has not wavered. So if that's the case, if that's the argument you want to give, this
no.
gentleman should have told me in the first place.
I already told him
I'm in this industry.
See,
the very first initial contact.
I don't want to get into any argument. I want to sort this out for you
exactly.
in your favor. And it should be in your favor to recover this spoiled experience, all right? I just want to make it right. That is why I told you that, see, these are options that I can offer you. But let's say if you are having a really hard time in terms of, you know, you cannot pay at this point of time, I cannot let your visitor, you know, see this. Because today in the morning, you told me that you're expecting visitors or a few guests. And you cannot, you know, it cannot happen. So today I had a discussion with my team and I wanted to sort this out. I gave you options again. I told you you pay $500, but let's say if you cannot pay it, I told you I'm going to go ahead and integrate the tool for free so that your visitor, you know, would not get informed about it. All right. And later, whenever you're ready, I told you Friday, but then later I told you, whenever you're ready, whenever you think you can take care of this balance, you can. Nobody from the billing department will call you. Now, what else you want, all right? And I told you, all right, let's say you don't want to pay. I told you, fine, don't make the payment. But at least promise me a referral. I understand that your experience is spoiled. But here, what I'm doing is to recover your experience. And after that, if your website is live up and running, you're getting visitors, you're doing business, why are you not going to be referring the clients to us? Isn't it unfair?
The only way I would be happy to refer clients,
uh-huh.
if I tell them my experience, you put my website ADA compliant or whatever it is you said it needs to be done, and I want my property, and I'm not paying. I'm paying $0.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to promise to pay in a year. I'm not going to promise to do anything, and I'm not going to promise you when I'm going to refer somebody. And when I do, and if I do refer somebody, I have to tell them my experience. I have integrity. I have to let people know what I went through.
Be honest.
I can tell them that you fixed it. I'll tell them that you fixed it, but it was a bad experience initially. I need my property.
See, you must tell them the actual experience. Just be transparent with them, all right? Tell them that there was a situation, all right, where they were asking to pay more, but I was not able to pay, so they just said do it for free because they wanted me to send them the referral. Just be transparent, all right? If you share the same situation, nobody will, you know, feel bad about it. You thinking, you know, it was a bad experience, but when you will share it, it's not going to be a bad experience. Trust me on that because here, I'm trying to recover it by providing you that tool for free.
I need my property.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat that?
I said I need my property.
How can I give you a property? Come up with the host, all right? Pay me $425 more and I'll do that, all right? All right?
I've already paid. I paid a year for web hosting, correct?
That's correct.
I want to give that web host up. Give me back that, and then I'll find somebody else.
See, it's been already provided, all right? And I'm telling you, there is nothing that's going to be happening to this website, all right?
I'm telling you, I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I don't believe it.
See, if you don't believe it, let's say if anything bad happened later down the road, you can claim on what you paid, all right?
The problem is, even beyond the money, my name has already been out there. It's already out there that you all put a big ADA whatever on my website. The people that I've already advertised to are getting this big-ass yellow sign that says ADA non-compliant. So my name is already out there as being somebody who may not be on the up and up. And that's because of y'all. So how is that supposed to make me have a bond of trust or believe whatever you tell me?
The time will make this bond stronger. After a year, when the time will come to renew, that time you will take a decision based on the experience you had with us within this tenure. If that year would be, I would say, a nightmare, you would not be renewing it, all right? But if it would be a satisfactory experience, you might tell us to renew it for the next 3 years, not for 1 year. This is how, you know, we create a win-win situation.
I need you to record you saying everything you told me, and I need it in writing. I need it.
All right.
Because I don't trust it.
All right,
and,
let me do this.
You know,
I'm not paying any money. Yeah, you will, but you will not. But you will be transparent with the friends, right, telling them that we are the good guys in the good company, right? Because
I need you to call me tomorrow because I'm very still upset. I need time to process this conversation.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow, all right? And over the night, we'll try to fix the website, but not over the night, maybe tomorrow morning. We will, you know, you will have your website having the compliance tool, all right?
Without charging me.
Exactly. I'm not charging
you.
Can you record this?
Can you get on the phone and record this?
I'm going to give you in writing over to your email that there is no extra or additional fee. However, we will be integrating your ADA compliance tool onto the website, and that's for free. I'll give that into your writing, and I'll add one more thing. Later down the road, there are no extra fee, there are no hidden fee, and there are now no additional fee that you're supposed to pay. But let's say, what if, you know, somebody from the marketing calls you and ask you to go for marketing, that will be additional fee, all right?
Oh, yeah, I won't.
Cool. So let's.
Yeah, I'm going to find my own marketing. Yeah, no.
Let us do that. Let us do that marketing. Like later, whenever you're planning to do the marketing, let us do that for you, right? Just try us. We'll make sure that whatever you will invest towards marketing, we'll make it profitable for you. And we can give that to you in writing, right? That can also be provided in writing. Now, for now, I'm going to make sure I'm going to send you an email telling you that this issue has been resolved. Not supposed to pay any additional or extra fee. We have got you covered, right? I'll mention that. But see, Dietrich, you must consider that, you know, we're doing this to make you happy and we are the good people. Later down the road, if you're sending us the referral, it's going to be a good thing.
I'll think about it. Thank you for calling back.
All right. Thank you, Dietrich. Have a lovely evening ahead. Take care of yourself. Shall I call you tomorrow morning?
No, more in the afternoon because I have to work.
All right. I'll call you in the afternoon tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Have a lovely evening ahead.
Bye. Mm-hmm.